The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Want to welcome you to yet another Moment of Impact. And I am your host, Pastor Abraham Odey, right here in the city of Enugu, Pennox Junction. I want you to invite your friend, your loved ones, tell them it is the Moment of Impact. Tune in and listen and be blessed. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It can break and divide asunder even bones and marrows. And as you listen to this word, your answer has come in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be sharing with us on what I titled Rest Part 2. I want you to understand that you can find rest in God. And when God takes over your battles, what you enjoy is absolute rest. I'm going to be reading from the Bible, from the book of John Gospel, reading chapter number 14, verse 27. And I'm going to be reading the Amplified Version. I want you to look at that scripture closely, and I believe that your life will never be the same again. The word of God is power. The word of God is an instrument for miracles, is the instrument for signs and wonders. When the word comfort, it can turn your situation around for good. Look at what the Bible says there. John Gospel chapter number 14, reading verse 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled." Hallelujah. This word is coming directly from the mouth of Jesus himself. He said, "There is a kind of peace that I have that I am giving to you." And when you have this kind of peace, you can be able to settle every storm, settle every trouble, settle every problem. Look at what it says. He said, "I am leaving this peace with you." It means when Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he didn't go with that peace. He left it with us. He said, "Peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, I bequeath to you." I'm giving you the right and the authority to use that peace. I want you to know that everyone listening to me, as you turn to Jesus, he will not only give you peace, he will make you an instrument of peace. That is, through you, peace can flow to others. Through you, the rest of God can reach out to others. I want you to understand that God wants you to enjoy rest and enjoy rest on every side. And that is the reason why he said here, do not allow yourself to be troubled. It means if you are troubled and tense, you allowed yourself, you permit it. Trouble and you can, the problems can be all around you, and you will decide inside of you not to be troubled, not to be tense, not to be bothered by them. He said, don't allow yourself to be agitated or disturbed. Don't allow yourself to be intimidated or cowardly or unsettled inside. Rather, receive the peace of God and have joy. Receive the kind of peace that Jesus gives. Something happened one day. Jesus was together with his disciples after preaching the gospel at a point, and he decided to ask them, "Let's cross over to the other side so that we can preach the gospel there also." And as they took off to move from where they are going to the other side, the Bible made us to understand that suddenly a great storm arose. In Mark Gospel chapter number 4, verse 35. He says, "As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's cross over to the other side of the lake.' So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowd behind, although the other boats followed them. But as soon a fierce storm came up, high waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to be filled with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we are going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the wave, "Silence, be still." Suddenly, the wave stopped and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Hallelujah. Verse 41, he said the disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" They said to each other, "Even the winds and the waves obey him." Hallelujah. Can I announce to somebody, this is the same Jesus that is saying that he is living that kind of peace he has, that he was able to use to quench the storm. He is living it to us. He is giving it to us. He is giving us that kind of peace. Not the type that the world gives. It means there is a peace that the world gives also. A peace that comes with either some of the things you gain or have from the world. Maybe positions, maybe honor, and some things you get from the world. But this peace is unique. As you are listening to the sound of my voice, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ that this kind of peace that Jesus gives, the peace that the world doesn't know about, the peace that has the ability to silence storms, the storms of life, the troubles of life, the pains of life. I want you to know that Jesus gives peace that can quieten storm. You may be in the midst of real trouble, but I want you to know that with this peace, you can silence that storm. Jesus was in the midst of real trouble because as they were moving with that boat, there was physical storm, real storm, that the disciples were afraid, frightened. It was already filling the boat with water and the boat was looking as if it was about to capsize. I want to announce to you, maybe you are troubled, bothered, a lot of things is happening around you right now that looks as if you can't come out of it. You may be in debt, you may have a sick one somewhere, maybe you have not been able to pay your children's school fees or house rent, they are about to eject you. I want to announce to you that there is a peace that God gives that can end storm, that can terminate storm. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice in the midst of trouble, real glaring troubles of life, I pray for you that this kind of peace, let it flow in your direction. Jesus got up in the midst of that storm. Out of the abundance of peace that was in him, he declared, "Peace, be still." What that means is that I have so much of peace inside me. There is so much of turmoil and trouble in the world. So I released the peace in me into the world. And there was a great calm. The Bible said there was a great calm. Great storm versus great calm. The difference is the peace that God gives. Great storm. The difference between great storm and great calm is the peace that comes from God. I pray for someone hearing me right now that may the Lord God Almighty give you great calm in the midst of that great storm by reason of the peace of God that is released to you. Do not allow yourself to be agitated. Do not allow yourself to be troubled. Do not allow yourself to be intimidated. Do not allow yourself to be unsettled or disturbed, because there is a peace that God gives that silences storm. Every storm of life, I command in the name of Jesus, let it be silenced now in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone hearing me, that person that is in the midst of a storm that looks as if it's about to drown you, the problem looks so much that you can't come out of it, I pronounce peace upon you, the kind of peace that God give. I decree in the name of Jesus, enter into his rest. Enter into the rest that God gives. Enter into the rest that God himself make available. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy upon you, receive peace in your heart. Receive emotional peace in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord God Almighty give you peace on every side, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to know that the word of God is power, and you can never remain the same, in Jesus' name. Everyone out there listening to the sound of my voice, and you are not born again, you have not got the Prince of Peace to be your Lord and your Savior, you don't have this peace we are talking about. Jesus has the peace that the world cannot give. If you can turn to him right now, I tell you the truth, he will give you that peace. Wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice, you want this kind of peace that Jesus gives, you can open your mouth and pray this prayer with me. Simple. I want you to know that all it takes is for you to repent and turn away from your sinful ways and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Believe in what he has done for you to make you whole, and that will change your story forever. I pray for someone who is listening to me out there that want to hand his life over to Jesus Christ. Pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I have heard your word and I believe in you. I thank you for coming to give me peace, the kind that only you can give. I open my heart to you. I ask that you come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Deliver me from the power of sin and death. Destroy the yoke of sin from my life. I receive peace, the kind that you give. I receive a brand new life from you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and giving me rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray this prayer, I'd like you to know that something has happened to you and you need to just get a Bible-believing church and get yourself planted there so you can grow and know God more. The Lord bless you real good. Until I come your way again, same time, same station, keep listening to the Moment of Impact. I am your host, Pastor Abraham Ode.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Ode, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.
Worshippers Radio, Christian worship music, every day, every time.